It's showtime! Boogity, boogity, boogity! Let's go racing today, boys!
He rubs you, and rubbing some is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Hit the pace car!
Come on, right, Diane.
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect!
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy!
Woo!
In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen.
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
What's up, Steve? Good morning.
Morning, race fans. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Thank you, my friend. Well done. And thank you for my Brewers Award pullover. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Glad to help you.
Beautiful cream white colored Morning Mayhem.
Your T-shirt, Roger, the one that Steve Qualls did at Design Lab for your Trivia Host of the Year is outstanding.
It really is.
Heather Baker wore one yesterday.
Yeah. There's only two of them in existence.
You've got that one, too?
No, he's got the other one. He loves wearing me on his chest, the rat.
Nobody's a bigger supporter of Roger Scott than Steve Qualls.
Steve Qualls has been supporting me
for, gosh.
I can't tell you how
long.
He's actually wanted to start opening me up. He just sends me stuff through Venmo now.
I saw the notes of your acceptance speech last night, and Steve Qualls was mentioned.
Of course he was.
Because of his contribution of always bringing at least 10 to 15 people every Thursday night at Mainline Sports Bar.
Mainline Sports Bar does not exist for as long as it has thus far by the grace of God and Steve Qualls and his family and friends. We love Steve.
I think they're going to put a tile in at Oakland for his contributions to Mainline Sports Bar, somewhere like a tile where
Look
you walk
what he's
in.
Doing now. He's here.
He's there.
He's with the Brewers Award.
He's everywhere.
The Touchdown Club.
Yes.
Hatcher Agency.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's doing more at Oakland himself.
Does
he
great
must
work.
Do a good job at Design Lab.
We also do, we don't give the number yet, Steve, but we're going to do a countdown to a particular number of T-shirts that you have done for us. And we're going to do like 5 days in a row on the show of giving away a Morning Mayhem T-shirt leading up to this special number. But we got to talk NASCAR right now. You're our NASCAR contributor every week. Let's start with Michigan.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Michigan. Denny Hamlin wins his 63rd NASCAR Cup race. Now he's tied with Kyle Busch and ninth for most wins all time. Denny qualified first but had to go to the back of the field to start the race because he had to make an unapproved adjustment to his car. He'd had a flat. They had to go under the undercarriage of the car, do some repairs, so that's considered an unapproved adjustment, and he has to start at the back of the field. Drives his way to the front. There were a lot of fast cars in this race this week that got taken out by wrecks. The biggest talk right now is the Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson wreck. They say right now that this is the hardest wreck in the last 10 years, and it's the hardest wreck since they've gone to the new next-gen car. Chase Elliott, and was really fast that day. But Larson was trying to pass C. Bell in turn one, got underneath him, got loose, bumped into him, and Bell had no time to react. And at 100, almost 200 miles an hour, he went straight into the wall. He's got a fractured wrist. He's a hurt ankle, but he has been cleared to race this weekend. This wreck was so violent that it actually broke the safer barrier, which has been installed since Earnhardt was passed away. This is one of the things about NASCAR. When they have a wreck, usually something better comes and more safety comes because of it. And the safer barrier is one of the things that happened because of Earnhardt's death. But it was 20 minutes of a red flag for them to go in. It literally broke the wall, and they had to go in there and cut it, re-weld it. They use actually the jaws a lot that you see the EMTs use. They use a version of that to open and stretch the wall back out so they could put the styrofoam back in it. Jeez. So my question of the day, I gave you one, but we're going to change that. The question of the day is, what does SAFER stand for? SAFER stands for something.
661.
I know I'm going to give you the definition, but I want somebody to call in for a shirt and tell me what SAFER, the five letters, stand for. It's a layered wall around the track. It's designed to absorb heavy impacts, and it uses a steel braces, and it's backed by crushable foam, so it helps absorb the impact, kind of like a spring.
All right, six six one. Hold on, no,
work on that.
Hold on. 661-1037 is the number. Call right now if you know what SAFER stands for to get a shirt courtesy of Design Lab. Go ahead.
Yeah, great. So anyway, so we're going to move that question that I gave you. We'll move that to next week or something.
I love that. O'Reilly, I love that question.
Yeah. Well, it's been such talk all week about nobody would have lived through this wreck 10 years ago. Pre the safer barrier, that would have been probably the end of the deal for him. But anyway, Craftsman's Trucks ran last Saturday. Corey Heim wins. Cletus McFarland finishes 25th in his second truck race. IndyCar, Joseph Newgarden wins. Formula One, lots of people like to talk about Formula One, especially Young Money. He's all about it. Kimi Antonelli won last week. This is his fifth win of the year. This kid's 19 years old.
Kimi Antonelli. What a name. Kimi, K-I-M-I. Antonelli, Roger. Huh. Wonder what nationality he is. Kimi Antonelli.
It's an Antonelli.
Yeah, he's 19 years old. Fifth win, he's only 19.
19-year-old boy. Wow.
Yep.
I remember.
So this week we're going to Pocono. The track is called, you love these track names.
Yes.
And what's the name of this track, David?
Tricky Triangle.
That's it. And the reason it's called that is the guy that had designed this track wanted it to be unique for anybody from any other track. So he was inspired by three different tracks, the Milwaukee Mile, Trenton Speedway, I believe, and Indianapolis. So he incorporated those three turns into this track. Denny Hamlin is a seven-time winner at this event.
Wow.
This week, the top three are favored in the, watch this, Roger Scott, Oakland Sports, FanDuel.
Hey!
Is Hamlin, Larson, and Reddick.
Oh, my.
And you want to catch this race on Amazon Prime Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Our race standings are at same as last week, Tyler Reddick. Denny Hamlin with his win last week, and Reddick crashed out. So Denny has shaved 71 points off of Reddick's lead in the last 2 weeks. Ryan Blaney still third. Chase Elliott still fourth. And Ty Gibbs rounds out the top five. Toyota still has three of the top five cars in the manufacturer sports. So anyway, right. That's what's going on right now.
All right, Steve, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. So yep. The phone lines are lit up. So every line is lit up. So, Roger, let's go ahead and get a winner. Who's the first one to call? So we got Tim, Nick, Adam, and Ryan. All thank you for
– Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Call back, Steve.
Is that the guy that's –
Yeah, we're going to hold on to him a second so we can get Steve back.
Okay, who's that ringing on one? Is that the guy that just dropped or no?
Yeah.
Caller, what's your name?
Yeah, this is Larry from Searcy.
Hey, Larry from Searcy.
Do you put
Steve on, Todd, when you get him.
Do you have the answer?
Yeah, it's a safer steel and foam reduction barrier.
Well, say it again.
Steel and foam reduction barrier.
That is not correct. Not correct. We go to the next. Go to Nick, Raj. Go to Nick.
Nick,
what is safer?
Hey. All right, it's the steel and foam energy reduction barrier.
That is correct. He did not get energy. Larry did not get energy. So steel and foam energy reduction barrier. And so congratulations. You are the winner of a Morning Mayhem T-shirt courtesy of Design Lab. We'll put you.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick. God. Yeah, hold on, Nick.
Good job, Nick.
Stay right there, Nick, and we're gonna try to get. Steve.
Steve, is that you?
Yep, that's me.
Sorry, buddy, I did that. That was my fault. I thought I could put you on the blue light.
We'll get it figured out. All right. Did you see that? You got your winner. That the first one missed out by one word. So I did look at the picture that you sent, and it was all because of Dale Earnhardt. It was because of that wreck that. You know, you've got these new walls, and they get what? How many feet from 3-4 feet wide? How thick are they?
Yeah, it's about almost a little over 3 feet, I believe, off the main concrete wall.
I'm going to tease next week's question, Roger, because I like it. I'm just going to go ahead and tease it, Steve. Don't give the answer.
Okay.
On the NASCAR Cup Series cars, how many lug nuts are used on each wheel?
Ooh.
So that's for next week. We need a tease for next week.
On the NASCAR,
is that a tease?
This is on the current new next-gen car.
The new next-gen. How many lug nuts? Mm. Don't talk enough about lug nuts in the world anymore.
So is that a tease, or is that actually the question?
That's actually the question.
Okay, all right, there it is.
It's a tease. It's a tease to the exact question.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, hold on to that one.
So, Steve, we're 4 weeks. Yes.
It's close enough, David.
Yes, we're four weeks away, Roger, from our trip to.
Is it really?
I'm going to try to nail down the details this weekend.
Are we taking a buzz truck?
Not yet. Maybe.
No.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. All I know, the thing we've outlined it, we're all going to be in the same room in the same bed in the outside of Atlanta.
Right. Is if I may borrow from a few good men, is there another way?
Has this been a good NASCAR year so far, Steve?
Yes, I think NASCAR is really on the upswing right now. The point change has really changed the way people. Some of the people that used to love NASCAR, they hated when they changed the way the points ran. You've seen a lot of people come back and talk about it now. I mean, a lot of interest, a lot of great drivers, and. One thing that's really neat right now for me, because I'm a dirt track guy, I like all other forms of racing, is I'm glad to see that these owners, these team owners, are allowing these drivers to drive in other forms of motorsports. There went for a period of time where they were very negative about driving anything but their car. But now you got Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, a lot of these guys that run sprint cars and late models, Hosevar, some of these other guys, now they're getting to go and they're racing during the week. Well, what they're doing is they're creating a bigger fan base for the dirt track, and the dirt track is actually, now those guys are more following the NASCAR guys. So, yeah, it's been really good. I mean,
why did the owners do that? What forced the owners to do it?
Well, it's all about safety of their driver.
Well, I knew that.
Ton of money invested
I'm sure of that.
What made them finally decide to do it, you think?
I just think that these drivers got to a point where they're only going to be these drivers for so many years.
Yeah, sure.
And their love is not just NASCAR. Their love is this other.
I like it. Okay.
And these drivers that are running up front are guys who are running other types of cars. The sprint car guys are probably the better driving car because they drive cars that are sliding and are loose all the time. So they can get in a NASCAR race car, and even if that car's loose, they're able to drive it. Where a guy that doesn't know that feel doesn't know how to drive that car like some of these other guys. So I think it makes the drivers more well-versed in their craft.
I guess so, because there might be an owner that just goes, you know, okay, Tyler Reddick, you can come on my team. I'll let you drive those other vehicles. You know, you got to sign this little waiver if that's all right with you. But other than that, absolutely. So they had to do it because I guess the drivers have a little bit more power and say.
Well, they're very valuable to the team.
Well, sure they are.
It doesn't do any good if the driver's hurt in the middle of the season. But
okay, all right,
Steve. What's the fastest you've ever driven? Have you ever had one of those, what do you call it, Roger, car experiences, the NASCAR
simulator or something like that?
Well, no, where you can go and actually get to drive on a track itself. Have you ever done one of those
like
before?
Like a fantasy camp?
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet, but now that Kobe's 21, that's on our bucket list that I'm going to take him to a track and we're going to do the NASCAR experience. But I don't want to do the five lap. I want to do a big segment where you actually get to go out there and spend some quality time in the car. You know, a 30-minute run or an hour run or something like that down the road. So that's on my bucket list to do with my son someday.
Roger, this is what I want us to have. If you've seen these NASCAR deals that you go to the stands, you put on these headsets, and you can hear the headset, and we need that in this. We need that in this studio to where we have our head.
Oh,
all right, Roger, that's your time. Cut in, Roger. Joke time. Get a joke. It's time for a song.
There'll be
a lot
of backstage
left,
talk.
Left. He's coming over your left. Roger.
Sounder.
Yeah, Sounder. Roger. Cut him up. Bass. Take it now. Take it now.
I'm getting ready to hit the nerd alert. Hold on.
Right, I'm going to throw it out. Nerd alert.
And thanks again, Steve. I know we mentioned earlier how much the support that you've given and all your crew at Mainline Sports Bar for Roger to get
I
that
I gave
award
him love last night, too. I gave him love there last night, too. I let everybody know.
We've had a good time, and we enjoy it. Of course, we love Roger, and we appreciate Oakland. We appreciate the business they send our way. I want to say, too, I've got a ton of great texts this morning. One of them is from one of our good friends, Abby Davis, the AD at Arkansas Tech. Even though she's the AD of that, she's tuned in to listen about a little bit of NASCAR. So, heck yeah to her. Hey, Kobe. Hey, Hottie. And to my friends in California that are listening this morning, appreciate you tuning in.
Wow, how about that? He's got his audience grows across the nation.
He's the Sarge of a bitch and all that.
Boogity, 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 boogity.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, boys.